Black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They're thinking crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really ain't upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Robinson, a.k.a. President Zen 1. And this is episode 75. And it is February 11th, 2017. And it is 43 degrees and partly cloudy today in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. It is 4:50 p.m. and we're broadcasting live from the Black Helicopter News Center. But before we begin, I want to make a couple announcements. For starters, ArmageddonRecords.com relaunched. ArmageddonRecords.com, the site was active up until about a year and a half ago. Hackers tried to take us down. Hackers funded by Soros, I think. But we are back. And ArmageddonRecords.com, that is the epicenter where you can find information about everything I talk about. But ArmageddonRecords.com, that is the big announcement. We are back up and running. Also, Black Helicopter News Extra, and I'm wearing a mask. Check it out. Episode 2 of Black Helicopter News Extra is on YouTube. I post it on Facebook, and just the easiest way to get it is to subscribe to us on YouTube, Armageddon Records TV. So check it out. We got a couple more things. This is a long intro today, folks. Patreon.com. You got to check us out on Patreon. I have the rewards set up. Please support us. $1 a month. You're getting a secret bonus episode of the show. A secret show. Once a month. Last day of the month. So check us out on Black Helicopter News on Patreon.com. We've got a lot of good rewards. If you can help us out. $1 a month. If you can support us, $3 a month, $5, $10, $20, or $100, you will see the different rewards, and I'm not going to get into it, that you can have for each of those price points. You will have tremendous influence within this independent media operation. So some of those rewards, you know, maybe you want to be a $5 a month supporter, and point is, check us out on Patreon.com, Black Helicopter News. Maybe you'll see something there that would make you want to do it. Maybe you'll see a reward that you want, you know? Okay, moving on. Audible.com. I'm sorry with the promo today. Audible.com, folks. They've got thousands and thousands, I think over 18,000 titles, okay, to choose from. Join right now. Go to audible.com/blackhelicopternews. You will have one free book. You will have access to that. You will be able to download something. Then you will be able to also have a 30-day free subscription to listen online to as many books as you can. So if this is something you're interested in, and I got to admit, Audible books are kind of a good way to pass the time. And it's constructive, and it's intellectual, and it'll expand your brain. So check us out on audible.com/blackhelicopternews and sign up for 30 days. What have you got to lose? And if you're not pleased with this service, you can cancel. All right. So thanks to Jay Hernandez, host of Minds Podcast. He hosted the last episode. Episode 74. I really hope that bugged you out. Because I've never had a guest host like that. And I just popped it up on you guys like that. So boom. Other than that, I was going to try to, you know, I'm trying to get on a schedule for releasing these pods. One more thing. One more important thing. So a lot of you may have to resubscribe to the podcast. Hopefully, it may be too late. How do I explain this? We used to be on Podomatic.com. And from there, we streamed our RSS feed to Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, Radio. We had to change and migrate from Podomatic to Podbean because they offer unlimited storage, which means I can do more podcasts. Okay? And Podomatic, you start getting really into the highest level. Point is, Podomatic was not the right fit for me. So we had to switch. So as long as you guys are consistently hitting us up on Armageddon Records, you will always stay in a loop. Other than that, now you have to understand where you have to follow us somewhere on multiple platforms. So, because this is a crisis, some of you guys, I'm going to probably lose some listeners. We have just ended our tenure with Podomatic.com at 74 episodes. And there's going to be people that their feeds are going to show are going to stop at 74. So if you're here at 75, you're good to go. Because from here on out, we're on a new host for our podcast. And we're very happy here. Armageddon Records is very pleased with being on. I'm really pleased being on Podbean. It's unlimited storage for less money per month than I was paying before. So, unlimited storage. What else? That's going to wrap it up. I was just helping my cousin move today. So I was going to get this podcast out earlier, but this popped up. But check out ArmageddonRecords.com. I hate to say it. Also, Bluehost.com. If you guys are interested in, if you have a website you want to launch, you can get yours up for $3.95. If you have an idea for a website, I suggest you take action. You can get your very own website up and running with Bluehost. All right. So check out Bluehost.com/track/Black Helicopter News. That'll take you to their current special, $3.95 a month. Check it out. We've got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about today. We've got a lot of interesting topics. We've got a special report about Obama in Saudi Arabia. So just sit tight. We'll be right back.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Coming to you live from the front lines of the UFO war, waking people up to the new world order conspiracy against us. Here's what's in the news.
Ted Cruz, the Democrats are the party of the Ku Klux Klan. This is on D'Souza.com. The day after Elizabeth Warren was rebuked while making a speech critical of Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, Senator Ted Cruz blasted Democrats, saying their party is the one rooted in racism. The Democrats are the party of the Ku Klux Klan. Cruz, Republican from Texas, said in an interview on Fox News on Wednesday, "You look at the most racist, you look at the Dixiecrats. They were Democrats who imposed segregation, imposed Jim Crow laws, who founded the Klan. The Klan was founded by a great many Democrats." So, honestly, I've had the same stance. A lot of people are attacking him for saying those statements. And I understand it, because those are inflammatory statements. I agree with him, and I've said the same thing myself probably on this podcast before. But anyway, the point is, I give a thumbs up to Ted Cruz for making the statement. It's inflammatory, though, so... Next, 92% of anti-fa live with parents. These people are flipping out and attacking people that are conservative, basically. The alt-right, they're attacking them. They're calling them fascists. Germany has seen a stark rise in a number of violent crimes committed by anti-fascists between 2009 and 2013. There was a total of 1,523 proven acts, more than double from 2003 to 2008. right? The vast majority of political crimes with violence comes from the left-wing political scene, said Senator Frank Henkel. A new study published by the German tabloid Bild.de shows that 92% of left-wing political criminals live with their parents. The study paints a further picture of the average Antifa member. He is male, 21 to 24, 9 out of 10 are single, and 1 out of 3 does not have a job despite being a grown adult. And more details revealed by this article, 95% of these offenses are disturbing the peace, injury, arson, resistance. Between 2009 and 2013, left-wing assassins attempted 11 murders and 2 attempted homicides. Not sure what the difference between murder and homicide is. 902 violent acts directed against people. 4 to 5 against policemen. 15% of the victims are right-wingers in cars. They set cars on fire. Most cop cars, really. They're setting that kind of stuff on fire. So, the bottom line is, these type of people had a long history of plaguing Europe. And now it's all of a sudden sprouting up in North America. This leaderless resistance, unless you count George Soros, has been showing up to protest speaking engagements by conservative pundits such as my boy, Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, and Ben Shapiro, with violent results. See, this annoys me, and I really don't want to offend and lose listeners, but this is why I think... See, and with these liberal cucks, really, I guess is really the basically what you call them. With these liberal fucks, you know, I was so liberal when everyone was conservative, and now that everyone's liberal, I'm conservative. Look, here's the thing. You liberal fucking cucks, pieces of shit. You don't even know what the world's about. You're 21 to 24 years old, and you're single, okay? And you don't have a job. Listen, you've got a lot of life to live. It's my phone. Listen, these fucking idiots have a lot of life to live. They got to experience some heartbreak. They got to understand what's going on in the world. You got to do a lot more research. You got to learn. The point is, you're this big anti-fascist and you're living at home. Obviously, you're just projecting. You're just projecting. Look, Trump's just as much of a fascist as Obama was. That's basically the simple as I can put it. So nothing against Obama or Trump. They're both equally fascist. And you know, the sooner these idiots realize that, they're gonna know. And I am glad that Trump was elected because it's inflamed such a large amount of the population because... Now at least they know the sham that this structure, this governmental structure we have is such a sham. So I'm glad people are upset. So they're realizing that, like, and now they're having, it's all indicative of a coming civil war, which at this point we're in the beginning stages of that. And it's only going to ramp up once the economy collapses because it is in this fiat currency that we have. It's, folks, economic collapse. Even Ron Paul was mentioning recently, like, nothing, not even Trump's going to stop this. Nothing is going to stop the economic collapse. So be prepared for something similar to the Great Depression. And with all the luxury we're accustomed to in this current year, a Great Depression is really going to throw us back to probably dial-up internet. I'm just saying, folks. We can't handle another Great Depression. Anyway, I don't even know what the point I was trying to make, but let's just move on. This is funny as hell. Next, TMZ. Shia LaBeouf. He will not divide us. Protest closed due to potential violence. Now, I gotta say, I really do... On one hand, I do like Shia LaBeouf. I'm a fan of him in the videos with Sia. I sympathize with him in his political scandals that happened last few years. And I see now he's like an everyman Hollywood star. So I kind of like the beard too, and I definitely like the red hat. Reminds me of Soulja Boy. Big Soulja. Big Draco Soulja Boy. He's got that red hat. I wonder if he's copying. But, you know, I do like Shia LaBeouf, I'm not going to lie. But his latest thing where he will not divide us, this, and his anti-Donald Trump stuff is kind of ridiculous. He vowed Donald Trump would not divide us, but the museum where he held the protest did. The 24/7 webcam has been shut down. And that was a good idea, actually. It was pretty cool. He had this installation at a museum, and it was supposed to be a 24/7 webcam, basically. The Museum of the Moving Image in NYC says it turned off the cam mounted on one of its walls because it became a flashpoint for violence. Shia was arrested on January 25th when he allegedly got physical with a protester who showed up to oppose the movement. There had been other physical altercations where no one was arrested. With and without Shia, the NYPD started patrolling the spot regularly. He opened the display on President Trump's inauguration day, standing in front of the camera chanting, "He will not divide us," around the clock. Supporters showed up by the dozens to help him, and they kept it going 24/7. His plan was to continue this installation until Trump's 4 years in office. But, and this left out, I saw this somewhere else too. This was drawing the attention of a lot of neo-Nazis too. I saw a picture of a neo-Nazi at the installation. They were using this 24/7 live stream to get in there, and that gave him a platform. A lot of neo-Nazis, dude. A lot of them. It's amazing, folks. This was closed just yesterday, the 10th. So, it's sad. It's sad. Oh, and he says the museum has abandoned us. Okay. I'm not going to end mocking him. Check out hewillnotdivide.us. Maybe it's still up. I'm not even going to waste my time checking, but if you're interested in that sort of thing, go for it. All right, next up, Ecuador presidential hopeful promises to evict Julian Assange from embassy. This is in The Guardian. Julian Assange will be given a month's notice to leave the Ecuadorian embassy if the country's main opposition candidate wins the presidency in next week's election. In an interview with The Guardian, Guillermo Lasso of the right-wing Creo Suma Alliance said it was time for the WikiLeaks founder to move on because his asylum was expensive and no longer justified. And this guy, it's grimy for Assange, so I feel bad for him. Check this out. He has no access to outside. There's no patio, no garden. He spent mostly 4.5 years on the first floor of a building in London, so he can't step outside. He occupies one of 4 office rooms in the embassy. But we support Assange. So, and we're just going to end with that. Real quick, the guy that is Guillermo, what's the last name? Lasso. If he wins, what I wanted to say was he's actually a few points behind. So it's not, he's not a likely candidate. He's a possible candidate. And the interesting thing about that is, though, he is from the right wing. So, and you notice that with Brexit and Trump and now this, it's just like, right now, the liberal pendulum was swung in one direction for so long. Now it's finally swinging to the other side. It's swinging to the other side, folks. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say to you other than that it is what it is. We'll be right back. Oh, and I have one more story I wanted to touch on. And it truly disgusts me. And it's kind of gruesome, but I wanted to point out that it is so, so critical that we analyze this and we get to the root of this. This is on Anonymous, anonhq.com. Dairy farm worker arrested after being caught beating a cow with a metal pipe. I'm not even going to get into the story because the headline says it all. But the reason why I think this is so, so crucial to discuss is because is because we can say that this guy is a monster. This guy is an animal. He's beating a cow. I see the picture right here. He's mid-swing. Look, and it's really easy to all agree that this man is a monster for beating a cow with a metal pipe, right? But on the other hand, cows still get thrown in the wood chipper to be your hamburger and your steak? Is it still going to get its throat cut so it can produce your hamburger, your beef needs, right? Right? So while we all can agree that it's wrong for them to beat it with a fucking pipe, now let's just look on the other hand and say, well, maybe we should start eating less beef, less red meat, because aren't we still inflicting ultimately violence on the cow when it is going to that slaughterhouse, right? So think about that. Ever since we were young, congratulations, forgot how to vacation.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Alright, I've got this crazy ass story I wanted to talk to you about. So, still, take this with a grain of salt. John Podesta emails from Michael Froman, Citibank exec. WikiLeaks reveal Obama was an agent of Saudi Arabia all along. And this hurts. Because what he stood for to black people, he threw that away. WikiLeaks reveal Obama was an agent of Saudi Arabia all along. What a disgusting headline. WikiLeaks has revealed more hacked emails from Hillary Clinton's chair, John Podesta, which now suggests Obama was working on behalf of Saudi regime all along. Well, it was them behind 9/11 in conjunction with, I can't say or else they'll call me anti-Semitic. I'm getting more angry just thinking about this shit. Because they actually have a lot of control and influence with the Saudi regime. I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to go there. The emails date back to 2008 from Michael Froman, who is the former Citibank executive. Froman told Obama who to appoint to his cabinet as soon as he was elected president. Is this guidance? Is this... like, what is this? Like, the bankers are the criminals, folks. The bankers were telling Obama what to do. I thought Obama was anti-Wall Street. This is how perverted our justice system comes, and our judicial system. This is scary. The agendas of these people. I personally think that the criminal bankers have too much influence in his government, and I think a lot of the listeners agree with me. I think a lot of people... with common sense. Anyway, let's continue. Zero Hedge reports perhaps the most startling discovery of the WikiLeaks dumps so far didn't come from the most recent emails surrounding the various Hillary scandals, though there are many great ones, but from 2008 when John Podesta served as co-chair of President-elect Barack Obama's transition team. The email came from Michael Froman, a former Citibank executive, as I said, single-handedly built his entire cabinet. And the cabinet was supposed to be of the quote-unquote Main Street president. You know, Main Street over Wall Street. Just because the majority of the citizenry has a Main Street, it's just the 1% that really benefit from Wall Street when you think about it. I'm just reading this now. This is ridiculous, folks. I'm not seeing what this has to do with him. What does this have to do with Saudi Arabia? Alright. Jesus. We're gonna have to scrap this. This is bullshit. I'm going to say it. I saw this thing, the meme. You know what? We're not even going to do a special report. We're not even going to go there. Alright, that's going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. Be sure to make be sure to follow us. Now you may have to resubscribe. Ah, fuck it. Whatever. Signing off.